Living in a Simulation, 1967. Our universe seems real, but is it really? Writes author Jason Kobler. As humans get better at simulating artificial intelligence, it seems at least plausible that we could create life that is conscious. And if we can create conscious life, who's to say that the universe as we know it wasn't created by superintelligent artificial intelligence? Could we be living in a computer simulation and be artificial intelligences ourselves? The hypothesis that the universe is a digital computer was pioneered by German engineer Konrad Zuse, 1910 through 1995, in 1967. Other researchers, including Ed Fredkin, born 1934, Stephen Wolfram, born 1959, and Max Tegmark, born 1967, have suggested that the physical universe may be running on a cellular automaton or discrete computing machinery, or be a purely mathematical construct. In our own small pocket of the universe, we have already developed computers with the ability to simulate lifelike behaviors using software and mathematical rules. One day, we may create thinking beings that live in simulated spaces as complex and vibrant as a rainforest. Perhaps we'll be able to simulate reality itself. And it is possible that more advanced beings are already doing this elsewhere in the universe. What if the number of these simulations is larger than the number of the universes? Astrophysicist Martin Rees, born 1942, suggests that if this were the case, as they would if one universe contained many computers making many simulations, then it is likely that we are artificial life. Rees continues, once you accept the idea of the multiverse, in some of those universes, there will be the potential to simulate parts of themselves. And we don't know what our place is in this grand ensemble of universes and simulated universes. Physicist Paul Davies, born 1946, expanded on the notion of a multiverse with multiple simulated realities in a 2003 New York Times article. Eventually, entire virtual worlds will be created inside computers, their conscious inhabitants unaware that they are the simulated products of somebody else's technology. For every original world, there will be a stupendous number of available virtual worlds, some of which would even include machines simulating virtual worlds of their own. See also The Consciousness Mill, 1714, Searches for the Soul, 1907, Artificial Life, 1986, Call Them Artificial Aliens, 2015.